Well, the girls' state softball tournament will continue today. Action got underway yesterday with first-round play in Class 1A. In quarterfinal round action in 1A, it was Akron Westfield over West Harrison 13-1. New Old Fonda defeated New London 2-1. Martinsdale St. Mary's topping Charter Oak Ute 8-0. And Key advances with an 11-4 win over Belle Plaine. There are some consolation round games coming up tomorrow in Class 1A. They'll also move on to the semifinal round later this week as well. Also yesterday in Class 2A quarterfinals, BCLUW outlasting Durant 2-1. That game took 11 innings. And Van Meter beat I-35 5-4. The other two Class 2A quarterfinal round games will get today's action started, with Logan Magnolia facing Central Springs at 11 this morning and North Union playing Iowa City Regina at 11:30 this morning. There'll also be a couple of consolation bracket games in Class 5A today after yesterday's first-round action. In Class 5A quarterfinals yesterday, West Des Moines Valley beat Cedar Rapids Prairie 5-0. Pleasant Valley down Davenport West 11-0. It was Urbandale edging Indianola 2-0. Johnston over Fort Dodge 6-2. The losers will play today in consolation bracket action. Early this morning at 9 o'clock, Cedar Rapids Prairie plays Davenport West. Indianola will face Fort Dodge in another 5A consolation round matchup today. Now, action continues today with another batch of games in quarterfinal round play. And as we mentioned, in Class 2A, that'll start the day. After that's over, it'll be the 3A quarterfinals as Atlantic will make its first ever trip to the Girls State Softball Tournament, as they'll face off against Davenport Assumption. Atlantic 26-14 entering that game. Assumption 39-4 on the season. That's a 1 o'clock first pitch this afternoon. Solon will play CMB at 3 o'clock. Mount Vernon faces Boyden Hall Rock Valley at 5. And Benton plays Estherville Lincoln Central at 7 in the other 3A quarterfinals. In the 1A quarterfinals today, it'll be Carlisle facing Charles City at 1:30. At 3:30, Boone plays Bishop Heelan Catholic. Creston will hit the Diamonds at 5:30 this evening against Fairfield. And Perry plays Oskaloosa in a 7:30 matchup later on this evening in quarterfinal round play. All that action up at Harlan Rogers Park in Fort Dodge. A boys' action yesterday continued in postseason baseball. In district finals yesterday in Class 3A, it was Winterset defeating Glenwood 5-2 to win the District 15 championship. Harlan took the District 16 crown with an 11-1 victory over Denison. Harlan and Winterset move on to the sub-state finals. Also in Class 4A, sub-state action yesterday in sub-state semifinal play, it was Lewis Central downing West Des Moines Valley by a final of 8-7. The Titans move on into the sub-state championship as well. Now, sub-state finals get underway tonight. 1A and 2A sub-state final game scheduled this evening. It'll be Coon Rapids Bayard facing Tri-Center. That game will be played in Atlantic tonight. Also at Creston this evening, Martinsdale St. Mary's plays Nottoway Valley in a 1A sub-state final. In Class 2A sub-state championship play tonight in Harlan, Kemper Catholic will face Clarinda. Those winners moving on to the boys' state baseball tournaments. In Major League Baseball, Mike Leake had his second straight double-digit strikeout game with no walks, and St. Louis beat the San Diego Padres 10-2 last night. Leake struck out 11 and walked, allowed one run in six innings with six hits. He fanned 10 over seven innings in a victory at Milwaukee on July 10th. Leake has four career double-digit strikeout games as the first Cardinals pitcher with 10 or more in consecutive starts since Lance Lynn in 2012. Pinch hitter Matt Adams' two-run double keyed a four-run sixth inning for St. Louis. Christian Frederick gave up four runs, three earned, and six hits in five and a third innings. Matt Kemp homered for the Padres last night. Elsewhere in the National League, Miami beat Philadelphia in 11 innings, 3-2. The Chicago Cubs over the New York Mets, 5-1. Cincinnati beat Atlanta, 8-2. Jerrod Dyson hit a grand slam that capped a seven-run rally in the eighth inning, and the Kansas City Royals broke loose after Corey Kluber cramped up, topping the Cleveland Indians 7-3 last night. Kluber scattered five hits and took the mound to begin the eighth with a 2-0 lead, but manager Terry Francona and trainer James Quinlan came from the dugout and pulled Kluber before he could throw a pitch. The Royals then roughed up relievers Jeff Manship and Brian Shaw, who got the loss. Luke Hoshaver worked a scoreless eighth inning to pick up the victory. Francisco Lindor homered off Edinson Volquez in the first inning. He's now hitting .439 with three homers against the Royals this season. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, the Yankees beat Baltimore 2-1. Detroit shut down Minnesota 1-0. L.A. Angels 9-5 over Texas. It was Oakland beating Houston 7-4, and Seattle topped the Chicago White Sox 4-3. Also in interleague play, it was Colorado downing Tampa Bay 7-4. Former scouting director of the St. Louis Cardinals has been sentenced to nearly 4 years in jail for hacking the Houston Astros player personnel database. Christopher Correa's sentencing in Houston federal court Monday came after he pleaded guilty in January to 5 counts of unauthorized access of a protected computer. He was sentenced to 46 months behind bars in order to pay more than $279,000 in restitution. Correa was the Cardinals' director of baseball development until being fired last summer. The data breach was first reported in June of 2014 when Astros general manager Jeff Luhnow told reporters that the team had been the victim of hackers who accessed servers and published online months of internal trade talks. Luhnow had previously worked for the Cardinals. Indian starting catcher Yan Gomes could be sidelined for up to 2 months after separating his shoulder in a game on Sunday. He was injured when he tried to avoid a tag, stumbled, and fell hard on his right shoulder. Also in baseball news, Reds catcher Devin Mesoraco will be out of action until January after having surgery on his right hip. He was already sidelined following surgery for a significant tear in his left shoulder. Mesoraco had surgery on his other hip last season, limiting him to just 23 games. Well, Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlsby says there are members of the league's board of directors who feel the sexual assault scandal at Baylor has sullied the image of the conference. Bowlsby said Monday at the start of the league's football media days that Baylor interim president David E. Garland and the chairman of the school's Board of Regents will address the Big 12 board today in Dallas. Baylor is reeling from allegations that its staff failed to properly handle accusations of sexual assault involving some of its former players. The school faces at least 3 lawsuits over the issue. Bowlsby says Big 12 members are committed to eradicating sexual assault on campus. He says it almost goes without saying that when you combine alcohol and drugs and raging hormones and the experiences of 18 to 22-year-olds, it's probably unrealistic to think that these kinds of things are never going to happen. The Big 12 has asked Baylor for a full accounting relative to the alleged sexual assaults on campus and the university's response to that situation. In NFL news, 4-time Pro Bowl running back Arian Foster has agreed to a 1-year deal with the Miami Dolphins. The free agent is attempting a comeback from a torn Achilles tendon suffered last season with Houston. Miami was looking to add depth at running back following the loss of Lamar Miller to the Texans in free agency. Injuries have limited Foster to 25 games in the past 3 years, and he played in just 4 games last season. Foster's most recent Pro Bowl season was 2014 when he rushed for over 1,200 yards and caught passes for 327 in 13 games. That is a check of sports this hour. Sports brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. See them for all of your pharmaceutical needs. Stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.